All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the G30 podcast. My name is Michael, as always, and I am here with Timmy and Chris. What's up? Say hello to the people.
What's up? What's up, everybody?
Yo.
If you haven't noticed already, we are missing one of our usual suspects. Count sends his regards, but he is feeling a little bit under the weather today. So I'm going to go ahead and take us on a stroll through what's been going on in G's land and how we've been doing over the past four fixtures. So I think there's no better way to get started by talking about the results since we've last covered the G's on this show. So in the meantime, we have drawn to Miami, beat San Jose convincingly, drew to Nashville, and we drew to St. Louis. How are we feeling about these results, boys? How are we feeling, Tim?
Feeling good so far. Honestly, we all thought, you know, we were going to lose to Miami with like a blowout, or it was going to be like a big scoring game. So that, of course, we all wanted the win. We kind of all thought it was kind of rigged, per se. But no, the next few matches, of course, San Jose, amazing. We just blew them out the water. And then Nashville, it was a little bit rocky, but at that point in time last year, if we would have went down 2-0, we would have been like, oh yeah, this game's over already. Mm-hmm. So fair play to them for putting the fight back in it and getting back in the game, getting back two late goals. Of course, my boy Dayon scored again. And then St. Louis. Oh, St. Louis. We could have like a whole separate conversation for the St. Louis game, man. Oh my God. That game, that was probably the first game that I felt so pissed off about, man. But we could keep talking about it later, but I'm gonna let Chris
Yeah,
go.
You know, I think you guys have a lot more leeway with it, especially you and Count have a lot more leeway with these recent results. But I know Chris has a few opinions. Do any of these matches stand out to you, Chris, as in games we could have won or in games that we maybe should have walked away with those 3 points? Because I have my opinions, but I think me and you sort of side on the same side of the fence.
I do say that. I think, and I'll be honest, I think every game we should have won, we should have wins in every game.
Of course.
It's soccer, man. It happens. You don't win the championship in the first month of the season. Mm-hmm. You don't lose the championship in the first month of the season. You know, I'm going a little ahead of myself. You know, I'm not talking championship galaxy yet or anything, but you know, we could have won, you know, but you know, just to piggyback off of Timmy, you know, these games last year, we lose them easily, you know what I mean?
100%.
No doubt. And it's not even last year. The last few years, we lose these games. So it's a good sign. It's a good sign.
Yeah, it's definitely a good sign. You know, if I were to shed any light onto it, I've been a little bit more harsh and critical about these results, especially in the games. I mean, in all three of these games, or in all four of these games, I think the game that, you know, we truly, truly should have walked away with the 3 points was St. Louis. I think that game was definitely ours, but there are conversations to be had about how we've gone about those games and have played them. We've been shrouded with multiple missed penalties, and there definitely have been opportunities for us to go ahead and go and grab these 3 points. I think Nashville was definitely ours to lose. That's the only game here where I feel like we were lucky to go ahead and leave with that point. You know, we were on the road, get the point and go home. But especially with just talking about these four results so far, to put it into perspective, we have gathered 6 points out of a possible 12, and we are currently sitting fourth in the West. And it might be a little bit greedy on my end, but I almost want to say that it does feel a little underwhelming. How do you guys feel about our point total? Do you think it's reflective of the play? Do you think that there's still stuff to be built upon?
I think there's still stuff to be built upon. It's think about it like this. It's we have 6 points in 2 weeks. We can be in the bottom half of the league,
of course,
easily. So it's definitely underwhelming. It's scary. I don't want to drop behind that line this season, you know, and I just want to keep momentum. There is an upside, you know, we're competing. And that's what's keeping me happy. I haven't pulled my hair out, you know, so far. But it's keeping me happy because we're competing, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the season. As long as we compete, I'm cool. You know, 100%. I mean, then we go from there, you know, we gotta figure out, you know, we still haven't had our full strength back line. Dejan, even though he's scoring, he has to put more away, dude. That man should have at least minimum 10 goals already this season.
We'll
You know what
go
I mean?
ahead and and
Talk
talk
about that.
Deion. Yeah,
Yeah,
talk Deion. There's a lot.
it's at least we're competing. At least we're
Yeah.
competing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Tim, let's see what you're thinking, dude. Do you think there's a reason why we can't close out these games, and especially where we look more dominant on the front foot?
Honestly, I want to stay biased and say like, oh, you know, this and that, whoop-de-woo, but we just have to finish those easy chances that we have. I mean, I'll give a pass a St. Louis because Berkey had one hell of a game. He had like
Berkey
what,
did. He
like
played great.
six saves, six or more, I think, had to have been at least more because Deion could have had a double hat trick that game, if I'm being honest. He easily puts those away, in my opinion, against any other keeper. But like against like Nashville and stuff like that, like yeah, like we could have definitely killed those teams if we put those easy chances away early. Like we could have killed them like way early on.
Definitely.
And definitely. So yeah, no, that's my take on it. He just gotta
Yeah.
like he's of course he's scoring every game, excuse me, which is what we want, but we also want him to score those easy chances that are in front of him. Like, I think the
Yeah.
one that kind of sticks to me is the one where in St. Louis, the goal was open and all he had to do was just head it in. And I guess he kind of just misread it and he headed it and it hit it against the crossbar, bro. And I was like, yeah, you gotta get
Yeah,
put those
man.
away, damn, bro. You gotta put those
We
away.
can go ahead and talk about Deion's luck in just a moment. But I do have a quote from you guys from Maya Yoshida, after the 3-3 draw against St. Louis, and he says, "We need to get 3 points. We keep drawing, and we say yes, we are very positive. Blah blah blah. It's enough. We need to get 3 points." And I feel like that's sort of a sentiment that's being shared across the community. And I feel like a lot of us watching these games do feel like we have been more deserving of these points. But enough of the past results. Let's go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty of this day on criticism, because it seems to be the headline, or it seems to be one of the main talking points after each four of these fixtures. And I just kind of want to throw out the question for you guys. Do we think this criticism for Deion is valid? Do we think he can be doing more? Obviously, he scored 4-4, and he is tied for the Golden Boot, I think, at the moment. So he is 4-for-4, but at the same time, at least for me, I think it kind of feels underwhelming. It feels like, he should have more than just those 4 goals.
Go ahead, Timmy.
Honestly,
Defend your boy.
most definitely. No. Like all bias aside, like genuinely, he should definitely have more goals, which is why I understand people feel like he's underperforming. But on the other hand, like you said, Mike, he's already scored 4 and 4, which is already more than what he did last season. And he
Right,
was, and
exactly.
he was, and think about it. People were already doubting the fact that at this point in time last season, when he started, we either drew or lost. And he wouldn't even score in those games either when he started, or it was rare on the occasion when he did. So now that we have, like, we put those pieces around him, like Paintsill, and now Fagundes is kind of like getting familiar with his game. Now we're seeing the little pathway kind of open up so he can have those chances. But now that, like, he's getting these chances, now all he has to do is just put them away. That's it. That's it. But
Yeah.
he should definitely be putting the easy ones away. He should definitely have more than 4 goals for sure. So
100%.
I get both sides.
And it feels, once again, I'm sort of coming back to the sentiment of us sort of feeling spoiled, right? Like, I feel like if you told us last season that Deion has went 4-for-4, we'd all be like, great, we've got what we want in front of him. But I think Mr. Deion score 40 goals, Chris, what do you have to feel about his performance so far up until this
He's
point?
getting the chances, you know, and like Timmy said, this was expected with the wingers coming in, and now we're starting off with Fagu, a full season, full preseason with him, and we see what we're being able to create. So I'm not being so harsh on him so far because it is the beginning of season, but he has to start getting those touches in, and then it's going to get more critical because he's not. This isn't his rookie season. This isn't his first season. He is scoring away, which is, positive. Last season, I
One
think
hundred percent.
when he was starting, I think when Chicharito was out, he went like 5, 6 games on the road and couldn't even get a score.
Yeah.
So it's positive, So like I'm not too mad at it, But dude, like get them and start, we gotta start seeing 2-3 goals on you if you're getting these
Yeah.
chances,
I think if he has gone ahead and scored all of these chances that he's gotten so far, I think the 40 goals wouldn't seem too outlandish, right?
I told him
I'm
today too.
dude,
I told him today again, and then he remembered, so
I can vouch. He just
yeah. We're gonna round off this podcast later on in the episode with some free practice notes because these two guys were able to make it out there today, which I'm sure was a great experience. But do you guys want to go ahead and look ahead to SKC?
Let's
Yeah,
do
all
it.
right. So currently we are going to Kansas City to go ahead and take on SKC. They are sitting sixth and currently tied on points with us, and we lead in goal differential. And a win could see us potentially jump inside the top three. Do we think we're gonna get a full peck showing? Do we see any predicted changes to the lineup? Is there anything that you guys are sort of looking forward for this fixture?
I'll
Chris,
start.
you got it. Yeah,
Yeah,
go ahead, Chris.
so it's gonna be a weird one. Our defense is gonna be shaky. Martin's out, so we'll see how
Martin
that goes.
is out.
I think Peck. We're everybody's still waiting. As exciting as we are, we're waiting to see that flash of what we want Trent
Yeah.
to be. Paint still hit the ground running, and that's we all love that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we. I don't know. I want to say he might not start because he's still getting. I mean. I think someone mentioned to me they saw him on social media. This guy was still buying furniture at Target this past week. Settling in, So I think we
Yeah.
give him, he comes in off the bench, and we're going to Kansas City. Kansas City, it is rowdy over there. They got a nice little stadium
Very.
set up, So I think that happens with, and I'll just stick with the attacking part. I think we stick with the same midfield. I want to see more time off of Brugman.
Yeah.
I want to point out Brugman comes in, and that guy he helps Ricky a lot, and he helps that calm that midfield down. So, I'm not saying for him to start over Cedillo or Delgado or anything, but I want, give him a little more time, So,
Exactly.
that's what I think we'll see.
And you, Tim, any predictions for our away trip to SKC?
Was telling Chris at the open practice, like it's gonna be a definitely a test because SKC is still a pretty solid team. So,
Yeah,
but
I feel
like.
like for the longest time they've always kind of had our number. I feel like whenever we play SKC, it never really falls in our favor.
Yeah, so this is going to be a huge test, I feel, which is why I'm saying I think Greg Vanney will still have like a similar lineup to what we started with against St. Louis. Obviously, it's not, going to be with Caceres because he sacrificed himself for that one goal, man. I praise him for that. Even and Chris kind of praised him for it too, like in the open training. Oh my God, that was so funny. But anyways, but from what I would like to personally see. I do agree with Chris. I would like to see more Brugman because he does take that pressure off of Puig and like creating chances for us as well. I would love, love, love to see more Peck, but I know it seems impossible right now because Pagunas is pretty much balling out right now. But I would love, love, love to see more Peck, especially from what I saw and like opening training. You could tell like his eye for like the game is like completely different from what everyone else sees because I was seeing him do long balls that I wouldn't, I don't know. It's just his game to me was just so different. He just sees the game different, in my opinion. So I would like to see that and hopefully in Kansas City.
And then Kansas City results, I'm just looking at them real quick. I mean, 1-1 versus Dynamo, 1-1 versus Philly, 0-0 versus LAFC here at their house, and they barely beat San Jose 2-1 at home. So I understand, and again, I'm being maybe a little biased about the Galaxy right now that we're hot and we're playing good, but these seeing these results and going there, I'm not that scared about it,
Yeah, no, I feel like we've definitely been in positions where it felt like, or it's felt like going to SKC has been nearly impossible to leave with anything, especially with how prevalent of a force they've been over probably the past decade, it feels. But yeah, I also had a question as we were talking about Brugman and maybe seeing more of Brugman instead of these abbreviated cameos. Do we think he has to fight for Serio's spot? Do we think he's in a position where he needs to prove his worth? Is there maybe a little bit of fire under his ass?
I don't know, man, because it's not easy to say just bench Cereal right now. It's
Yeah,
not.
no.
And
It's a difficult decision for sure.
then it's nothing about with his age. I also think that I see a lot of Marcelo, fuck, Sarvas in him, up there in age, but comes in and just, he reads the game well. He absolutely reads the game well. So I think for now we should keep him like that, have him recuperate fully, that way we could have him for the long run of the season, and I think it's if it's not broken, don't change it, you know what I mean?
And I think that's the hardest part about it right now, because we are truly in a position where I think we have quality in every part of our roster, and I feel like that's such a refreshing thing to say, because I feel like we've always been lacking in a spot or two. But it's going to be interesting to see these individual player battles to see who truly wants to make that starting 11 and who wants to play, because we're talking about Fagu starting hot as well. I feel like that's not a surprise to anyone. I feel like, he needed time to come settle, and he's great. But it's I think with the amount of depth and the amount of quality we have, it is going to provide for more competition on the squad, and that obviously reflects on the field. What do you think, Tim? Do you think Bregman is an easy shoe-in, or who do you think would be your first name on the team sheet if you had to pick between the two?
Yeah, no, it is a little bit difficult right now because Sergio is really, really balling out. I think he kind of made a statement in the Miami game specifically because he did not back down, especially from Messi, bro. He showed
No.
that he stands on business, bro.
That picture is awesome, dude. That picture is
It
everywhere. He's all up in his face. Just aura on Surreal for
literally,
sure.
oh my God, hold on. I got to say this for the pod real quick. Shout out to my boy Charlie. He asked my boy Sergio, he was like, "Hey, how does it feel to be Messi? How does it feel to be Messi's dad?" And he goes, "Ha, that's funny." But anyways, back to the question. Right now I'm keeping my boy Sergio in the lineup, even though I love Brugman and the chances that he creates for us. Sergio is what we need right now. Like, we need a bulldog in the middle right now. We need someone that could like bully around those midfielders as well. So I would say, yeah, just keep my boy Sergio in for now until Brugman fully comes back to like his like true self and like form. Because I don't know if a lot of people saw, but he kind of took a knock in that St. Louis game as well. Or it was either St. Louis or Nashville. I don't remember, but he kind of took a knock in his knee and he was kind of like down for a little bit. So we're like, oh shoot, like yeah, like he's not 100% yet, just yet. But yeah, it's definitely a difficult decision. But right now, I'll choose Sergio just to be like cautious over his knee.
And honestly, there's nothing better to have in a team to have a young kid that's gonna run for about 60, 70 minutes. And then you bring in the ball possessor. So there's nothing wrong with that, dude.
There's dynamics to what we can bring in and off the bench in different archetypes.
Yeah,
But
Greg Vanny wanted competition, bro, and he got it with this
yeah,
midfield, bro. That's what he
no,
wanted.
definitely. So enough of what we are seeing on the team sheet and competition within the squad. Let's talk score predictions. Let's talk how we envision this game going out. Chris, do you have any immediate score
And then
prediction?
we were talking earlier as well. We're 4 games in. We're a little late, but we're actually gonna start a little competition between us. I'm gonna start recording these score predictions, keeping tally of win, losses, and ties. And at the end of the season, the winner is gonna get a brand new jersey of their choice. It could be last year's or this one's. And the other three guys are gonna chip in and get that
Hey,
jersey.
Chris.
So
Hey, man.
no.
It seems like you just want a jersey. Hey, man, I get you a jersey with your name on it.
You
I'm with
know
it though. It'll be fun.
the issue, the fun part is at the end of season you'll get that 40% off jersey.
Yeah, right.
Funny.
No,
Yeah,
yeah, but
but yeah, score predictions. Quick note, we didn't touch base on it, but I think like also there's gonna be some change in the back line. I did mention they were talking about Zabaleta, maybe even Brugman being placed back there. I just said it out of my ass, and Timmy can say that I said I see Mickey and Yoshida back there, Nelson on the wing, out on the right. And then after practice today, you could see that Mickey and Yoshida were talking. It seems like that might be the idea, that they're talking and seeing how they could line up with both of them back there to hold the line until we get our other two center defenders back. So we'll see how that goes. But I think I'm gonna go off the line. I'll say 2-1 Galaxy. We'll get it out there. We'll finally get a win. And I think that a win that this team desperately wants and we need. So I think any what's a better way to go get at Kansas City? So 2-1.
Exactly. All right. Tim, do you have any score predictions for this fixture?
I'm gonna say that they've had our number for a minute, so I will say that. But we do have a different feel to the team with our new attack and stuff. I will say that we win this time. We'll win in Kansas City 3-1. Scores being Deion again, my boy Paint Seal, and I'm gonna have Ricky just like how they did in which we call it in San Jose.
In San Jose. Awesome. Yeah, no, I could definitely see us coming out with the win too. My score prediction, I want to say we go over there and I think we keep it really tidy, walk out with a clean sheet and win 2-0. Definitely another paint seal goal. And who says no? Who says no for Dan to go 5 for 5? I feel like he's sort of becoming a feel good story. So let's go out and see him go grab another goal. And yeah, that sort of wraps up SKC, and I sort of opened up this
Oh,
portion of the show. Or go ahead, Tim.
Mikey, Nelson also
Oh
wrote
yeah.
in the chat. He wrote in the chat. He said his prediction is a win, a 1-0 win, and this goal scorer that he has is a Josuke, aka Paint Seal.
Yeah.
All right, I wrote those
So
down.
I think we're all wins across the board here. I feel like there are positive signs of improvement and reasons for us to be happy. So good to see we're sort of all on the same page there when it can kind of get a little difficult because, you know, we are a little bit, or I'm a little pessimistic myself when it comes to these games, but, you know, prove us wrong. But I've opened up this portion or this segment of the show for you guys to talk about the open practice today. Was there anything you noticed? You touched upon Maya and Miki chit-chatting back there. Were there any other points or anything that you saw that stands out to you guys?
I'll let Chris take the wheel on this one.
I've been going to the open practice, I think 3 years in a row now. It's pretty cool. Last few years, there does seem like a change of energy I've noticed. Ricky didn't practice today. Paint still just kind of warmed up, and they go through a whole motion. Vanny came over to us, you know, spoke. He got a big round of applause, which was funny. You know, this guy, you know, was
Who's not used to
trying.
it, bro? I'm
They're
sure he's
trying to
not used to
fire,
it.
yeah. They were trying to
That
fire
was
him
so
last
funny.
year, but this year, you know, as soon as he came over, gave a guy got a big standing ovation. And people, he pretty much explained today's kind of like recovery day, get the guys' feet moving, blood running, and they kind of build from here. So you saw, like I said, Ricky not practicing, Pang still kind of just warmed up and stepped off to the side. I do want to say that don't nobody have your hopes up to see Jalen Neal back anytime soon, because that man has didn't have his cleats on. He was out in the back just kind of lightly jogging. So who knows? Who knows? And no one's asking, no one's talking about it. So we need to get my team back after this red card, and you know, we go from there. But it does seem like the energy of the team is happy. Dafu Berry's a big ass dude. That guy's huge. Yeah, but yeah, we Dude,
spoke to
yeah.
the team, you know, saw the players. I mentioned to Dejan, you know, I told you at Coachella I want 40, and you started off right. He laughed. You know, I also told Caceres that, hey, if you're gonna get that red card there, you should just kick that big dude in the face instead of trying to tackle him. You know, but no, it's a good energy, man. It's good to see the guys, you know, out there practicing. I wish I would have seen them practice penalties, because it seems like they need to be doing that.
Get
But
them
other than
at
that,
the spot, right?
but it seems good. It seems fun to be out there right now. So we'll see. We'll see if it was a good day.
Definitely. Hopefully, I can make it out to one of those open practices with you guys sometime in the near future. But anything that you noticed, Tim? Were they not at the spot shooting 100 penalties in a row? No Mamba mentality there. Or, any takeaways?
Fortunately, no penalties were taken, and
That's
like how
crazy.
Chris.
I would have had them motherfuckers lined up at the spot, being like on some Kobe shit. Like, if you're gonna play
Literally.
for LA, we're gonna do this Mamba mentality shit right. 100 penalties straight.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, no. It was their recovery day, but who knows? Maybe they'll do it tomorrow, and we don't know about it. But from what I saw, yeah, they're comfortable. They look happy, but you know, of course, from what my boy Maya said, we want more. We want
We
more,
do
and you
want
can kind
more.
of feel it. You can kind of feel it with this team. Also, what I kind of noticed, my boy J Mac, he was speaking Spanish, bro. He was like,
No
"Atrás,
way.
atrás."
Bilingual king, bro.
Esquerra. Yeah, bro. He was speaking
But,
Spanish. I was like, all right, J Mac. I
there
forgot
you
to mention
go.
it to him when he was passing by signing our stuff. I was like, what? You can speak Spanish too? But yeah, no, like you could tell, like they have a very well like understanding of each other and stuff. It's really nice to see like a lot of these pieces click down from what we've seen in past years, and like from past years we've seen that some things just don't really click as well. You know what I'm saying? But it
It's
was just nice to see
definitely,
everything click well.
it's definitely starting to feel more like a well-oiled machine. Things are happening that weren't happening last year, and we're sort of picking up on just, I feel like the energy and the team chemistry as a whole is definitely better.
Yeah, and then it's cool because also, I mean, I did see Peck like nutmeg half the team during the
Yeah, that
contest.
was
It
amazing. I
was
was gonna
funny.
say that too.
It was
I was
funny.
gonna
Yeah,
say that.
he was nutmegging everybody, dude. And also like our ticket reps, Tom, Big Will was were around, and well, my ticket rep, one of my ticket reps were. He also said, "Hey, doesn't it feel good to finally have a good young team, like a good strong team, instead of bringing old vets?" You know, so I think they also, you know, front office is also noticing the change that this is the way we should have done it the whole time, dude. Like, come on.
It feels like we're finally shedding the skin of like an MLS 2.0 team, right? And we're sort of adopting more of the young player mentality. You know, we're going out and we're getting these guys that can give us 90 minutes instead of having to work around these sort of outrageously priced DPs that we've seen in the past. So, it definitely feels good that everyone that is out there is competing for their spot, and you know, we are not harbored by these Douglas Costa contracts. So it's
Oh
good that
God.
we're all feeling refreshed from that. But yeah, boys, you want to go ahead and call this an episode?
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, my name is Michael. You can go ahead and find me on Twitter at CFC Michael, and you can go ahead and follow our podcast at the G30 Podcast. You can find us everywhere. And yeah, Tim, let them know where we can find you.
You can find my Twitter at SpikyTaco118, and that's it. I'm not gonna give up my Instagram no more. You know where to find.
Some C-stat mentality right
Oh,
there.
that's crazy. All right,
Yeah,
Chris, let them know where they
no
can
more
find you.
Instagram, no more Instagram.
Yeah, C-Stan07. You know, I could say or couldn't say, but you know, Calvin Harris is coming down to do the halftime show, so keep an eye out for that.
Dang.
You know, breaking news, Calvin Harris,
Dang.
Dalton. All
We
right.
broke it first. We heard it here on the
Broke it
G30
first. He on the
podcast.
G30,
There we
Calvin
go.
Harris, and then Ordo. All right.
All right, guys. Well, it's going to be it for us. We'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.
Nope.